This is Joe Basso from Music Radar, the place for music makers, and I'm speaking with Joe Troman, the guitarist for the band Fall Out Boy. Joe, how you doing?
Good, how are you, Joe?
I'm very good. So, the new record is called, help me with the pronunciation, because my French is bad,
French is bad, too. It's Folie à Deux.
That's right. Which,
yeah.
Which means a madness shared by two.
But, yes.
But I'm curious, there's four of you.
Yeah, I think, like, it doesn't literally have to be a madness shared by two. You know, it's a medical term, a psychiatric term, about just people who are crazy, and when they get together, their psyches kind of like enhance each other's, not necessarily always in a positive way,
right.
But they kind of change each other's craziness and kind of make them even a little more crazy. And I think that can be applied to our band as far as like we're all kind of four bizarre, crazy guys that when we get together, we really affect each other's personalities and craziness and our psyches.
It's interesting you mention that because you actually started the band, is that correct?
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, basically, before this, I had met Pete a few years before the band started, and I was a pretty young guy. I was like 16, and Pete, I think, was like 4 or 5 years older than me, so he's like 20 or 21. And so I was like still in high school. I met him, and we were hanging out. He was doing a hardcore band. He had asked me if I could fill in for the bass player on a tour.
Right.
So I did it. It was like I just went right for it. So I just delved into the world of touring and kind of got like initiated in through that. And that band broke up pretty much right after. And I've been trying to start a band for a while. I've been trying to start heavy bands and it just didn't really work out. I didn't really get what I was doing, I'll be quite honest. And
right.
So, you know, I asked Pete, I'm like, yo, do you want to like do a band, but do you want to not do a heavy band? Because at the time, the hardcore scene in Chicago was having a lot of like just negative thuggish attitudes at that point in time.
Exactly.
And the camaraderie that was once there was totally just seemed to be abolished. So we decided kind of just to do something musically that was based off of bands that kind of like made us feel really happy that we grew up listening to, like, you know, Green Day and the Descendants and, you know, all sorts of just, you know, punk rock, you know, even like Screeching Weasel, good Chicago pop band right there.
Yeah.
Pop punk band. So we kind of started that. We had no idea who we were going to get for the rest of the band. So while that thing was kind of getting together, I went to a Borders Books in the suburbs where my parents lived. And I was with some friend of mine at the time. We were cruising through the music section, and he fell upon a Neurosis record, but a Neurosis record. And he's asking me about Neurosis. And I was about to tell him. All of a sudden, this guy chimes in. Just this random guy. Now, I thought this guy, I saw him earlier from the back, and I thought he was this dude that I totally was weirded out by that I knew from somewhere. So I was like, I got to avoid this guy. Turned out to be Patrick, who I didn't know at that time, but I was happy it wasn't who I thought it was. And he chimes in, and he's like, oh, Neurosis is a sludge metal band, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, we just start talking, and we just start talking about music for, like, ever. And you know, we're both from, Patrick and I, and Pete as well, we're all from, you know, the similar areas, you know, north side of Chicago. So we're talking about just kind of like the local scene and just talking about music in general. And then I mentioned to him I was doing this band with Pete. And I was like, you know, we need a singer, we need a drummer, maybe even a second guitar player. And he's like, I could do all that. I'm like, oh, yeah? Really? Either way, I could tell I liked the dude a lot. We hit it off. He gave me like his number, his email address. I don't even know if he had an email address at that time, actually. But he gave me his number, and then at that point in time, there was mp3.com that still existed, and he had a little music up on that website of him just singing and playing guitar. I heard it, and I'm like, you can sing. You can sing really well. So I played it for Pete. Pete was a little skeptical, but it was like a bad demo or whatever. And so we went over to Patrick's house, went to his parents' house. Patrick played, I think Pete is like, play some Saves the Day or something like that. And he played like Saves the Days Through Being Cool the entire way through on acoustic guitar and sang it. And Pete right there was convinced. So from there, we had the three members. Then we went through a lot of kind of different drummers and second guitar players that just didn't really vibe or work out. And then finally, we always knew Andy from Milwaukee.
Right.
Because the Chicago and Milwaukee hardcore scenes are very tight and very interlinked. So I always knew Andy, but he was doing like three bands at once. It's really hard to get a hold of him. Then one day he got somebody to set up this tour. We're like struggling to find a drummer. We asked Andy if he would fill in. He came and practiced with us, and it just like fit. It was the perfect vibe. And Andy was like, all right, I'm going to stop doing the other stuff. I'm going to do this band. And it's pretty much been it.
Now, was the template of the band established early on? That is, Patrick writing the music and Pete writing the lyrics. Was that pretty much established?
With that first record, Evening Out With Our Girlfriend, which is like such a mishmash. It's such like a hodgepodge of like whatever. There was like some of like Pete writing music, some of like me and Patrick writing music. Patrick wrote a lot of the lyrics, or some of the lyrics on there. Pete wrote some of the lyrics. But Take Us to Your Grave is when we kind of like figured out like places where it's like, by that point in time, Pete was writing most of the lyrics, Patrick was writing most of the music. You know, I was coming in and writing parts and writing ideas, and you know, Andy was doing his thing, you know, coming up with all like the, you know, helping out the arrangements, kind of jazzing up the songs drum-wise.
Right.
And basically just kind of like change more and more, and then we all kind of figured out like who fits best doing what. It's always been like a fairly collaborative effort, even though like, you know, it starts out now, it really starts out with lyrics. Patrick takes the lyrics, he constructs the songs, he brings the songs to me and Andy. Once Patrick and Andy have kind of figured out the arrangements, the songs are brought to me, and I sit there and I layer guitar parts and guitar parts ideas, different kinds of leads, different kinds of background stuff. I really think, like, for Fall Out Boy, a thing that, like, helped me at the beginning was, like, I always listened to a lot of Smiths, and I always admired how, like, with Johnny Marr, he's such a great guitar player in the way, I mean, he's a great guitar player, but especially in the way where, like, he does so many amazing, like, background things that you don't really notice, but, like, if they weren't there, I don't know if, like, the songs would sound the same at all, you know, like, with certain things he does, and I think that's, like, kind of an aspect that I took with Fall Out Boy as far as throwing in a lot of, like, cool background things and a lot of cool bells and whistles. And on this record especially, it was like I wrote like a lot of like leads, a lot of like harmony parts, a lot of just cool ideas that all made it on the record. I was really excited about.
Talk to me about the production of this new album. You're working again with Neil Avron, who's done most of your records. You did a couple cuts on the last record with Babyface, but Neil does the whole album this time around, right?
Yeah, we did one song with Pharrell.
Okay.
That was kind of like a collaborative thing with Pharrell. Otherwise, it was all Neil, and Neil mixed the entire record, which Neil's such a great mixer, and plus he knows how things should sound. He's like, when it comes to making a Fall Out Boy record, Neil kind of comes in as like the fifth member of the band, not in a way where he's like dictating or telling us what to do or anything, but I mean, his ideas count just as much as everybody else's. His opinions matter just as much as everybody else's when it comes to making records.
Right, right.
And it fits really well. He just makes sense of the band. As far as like the like production of it, I mean, basically it started with Patrick going to, you know, Patrick, after he got the lyrics and, you know, started coming up with demos, would go to Neil's and start demoing out with Neil. I would like stop by and kind of listen to stuff and throw in ideas and just kind of get an idea. Like, the more I would listen to stuff and get an idea of what was being put together, then I'd also be able to come up with like my own ideas just like in my head and lay down ideas like on GarageBand on my computer. So then when I get like real demos to play around with, I'd really like have a million ideas ready to go already by then. So
does the whole band use GarageBand for doing demos or just you?
Patrick uses GarageBand to demo out all the songs. As far as like with Fall Out Boy, I'll use GarageBand as well to like demo all my ideas over the over his demos. And also when I'm like, anything I write on the side for fun or for any other projects, I'll demo on the side.
What do you like about GarageBand?
It's easy. You can get like really good tones. You can get stuff that just makes sense as far as for demos go. You know, you can construct a demo very quick and very easily on there. It's very user friendly for like anybody. You know, I mean, I've used Pro Tools and I can use Pro Tools. Logic, I you know, Logic's just a little more advanced. GarageBand, but GarageBand's so simple and you can get great sounds out of it.
Where do you actually have your setup? Do you have it in your bedroom?
I just have it like on my laptop, mostly. Just because I travel so much, so it makes sense for me. Like, my bass is really off of my laptop. Like, as far as like, you know, obviously I back up all my files on an external hard drive. Yeah, I mean, I just travel with my laptop. I have this kind of like guitar cable to eighth inch like plug-in, so I can plug the guitar straight into the computer. And I just bring up all like the virtual tones on there. And then, you know, I'll do the same with plugging in a bass. And then as far as like drums and stuff go, you know, just program fake drums, you know, V drums on there, which is what Patrick does as well.
So do you guys trade files and then, you know, put your parts on there and...
Yeah, I mean, basically what it is like, Patrick will, like, you know, when he demos out the song, he'll send me an MP3 file of it, basically, just a compressed file. And I can just drag the file straight into GarageBand. So it's already, like, mixed the way he mixed it. And then I can just kind of, like, demo my parts over it. And I'll mix them loud.
Right.
Just so he can hear everything,
yeah.
But it's not how it gets, it doesn't get mixed, obviously, that loud when, like, in the final product.